Hey friends, welcome back to this week's edition of Core Foundation. This week, we are so excited to talk about being 1% better every day. All right, so first we'll give a little bit of a recap of over the last couple of weeks, how it all plays together and how we can go ahead and enact ourselves to be 1% better every day and what is that actually going to do in the long run. All right, so if we look back to the first week, we go ahead and think about who we want to be a year from now, whatever the time period is that you're setting these goals for. We want to think about what our internal word is that's going to keep us focused, keep us driven, keep us on that path of what we want to do, what we want to achieve, that's kind of giving us that guiding direction, right? So we have that word. We have who we want to be. Again, looking at those three circles, we have the who in the middle, who we want to be, surrounded by the how we're going to do it and the what it actually is. So everything that we're doing, those driving decisions that we're making, are all starting from that internal part of who we want to be and what we want to become, how we're going to do that, right? So keeping that all in mind, we now have our SMART goals. So by having our SMART goals, we've been able to define those goals to the nth degree in order to make there little room for any sort of error and confusion around what we're trying to accomplish and how we're going to accomplish that. We've detailed that all out in great form. And then we've gone ahead last week and just kind of stopped playing the victim in this. So if we get discouraged, we know we got to just shift the perspective, and everything is going to be about shifting the perspective. Every week there's going to be a couple of words that we change from A to B that's going to help us to try and shift that perspective, even if it's not easy. And again, we've said this before, right? It's not always, sometimes it's a little corny. And sometimes it's not always that easy, right? So even though what we're trying to do is make this as easy as possible. So one of the things that we're going to kind of go over a little bit today, we're going to go over awareness, self-awareness in these things, because we cannot change something if we're not aware that we're doing something. How we can make it more easy, make it more obvious, make it a part of our everyday lives. And when I'm saying it, I'm saying those steps, whatever those little changes and tweaks we have to do to go ahead and make it to that next step. Talking about the difference between motion and action, or planning and doing, how we can make everything a little bit less overwhelming, and then how these actual habits are formed. So over the next few weeks, a bunch of what we're talking about and what correlation is always going to be based on is creating a sustainable lifestyle. In order to create a sustainable lifestyle, we have to form those sorts of habits. In order to form those sorts of habits, we have to understand where that we can make those tweaks, and we have to have awareness around ourselves, around what we do and we don't like. Okay, so if we start from the top, if we start from awareness, let's start with what is that goal that we want to achieve, right? So we have that in the top of our mind with the who we are driving that goal forward, okay? So if we have that awareness, what we now need to do, and you'll have this in your activities for the week, is to list out everything that you do in a day. And again, some of it's corny, some of it's a little bit tedious, but it's going to help bring awareness to you around, did I like that? Did I like that I did that? Is that helping me become the person I want to become, or is that deterring me from that person I want to become? So we make thousands and thousands of decisions in a day, some of them completely subconsciously, right? Like when we go to the bathroom and you don't think about when you go and wipe yourself. You don't think about when you turn the light on. You don't think about these things because they're habits. When you see things, there's things that cue you. It's dark. I want it to be light. I flip a switch. I'm not actually thinking about doing those things, right? But when you go ahead, there are obviously things that we do make much greater decision and much greater detail into making that decision that require that part of our brain. But what we want to do here, by bringing this awareness to what we do, we're turning our brain from being that subconscious part in the back that will put us on autopilot through a day, through our life, into making ourselves more intentional with every decision that we're making. So what I want you to do, and again, this is, it seems like a lot, but if you start to think like this and you bring more of that thought into your everyday, it will change you in the long-term perspective. So with every decision that you are already cognitive of making, not the ones that we're doing on autopilot, we're going to get rid of more of those autopilot ones in this week. However, with those ones that are not on autopilot, I want you to ask yourself when you're making a decision, who do I want to be, right? You have that person. With each decision, is this decision, Is the decision that I'm making, Britt, making me closer to the person I want to be or pulling me farther away from the person I want to be? Okay. You're like, Christy, so what does this have to do with 1% better? Well, every decision is going to make you either better or worse towards that goal that you're trying to achieve. And I don't want this to be overgrandized about, you know, if I'm going to use a pen or a pencil or blue or black ink. However, taking those sorts of decisions at the granular, small level is going to help bring you up that mountain, right? It's going to help. Oh, I'm using my Siri somehow. Okay. So I hope that doesn't come in this recording. Okay. So I have it. I'm currently reading a book that I'm really liking called Atomic Habits. And in part of it, I'm going to have this in your article so you can go ahead and take a look at the graph. But the impact that doing 1% better every day has over a year, if you do something 1% better every day for 1 year, you will improve your results by 37 times after 1 year. It impacts. It continues to compound and compound over time, compounded interest over time. And on the other side, if you do 1% worse every year, it's not going to make as big of a difference. But again, these are habits and decisions that they become automatic. We want to get away from making those automatic decisions of, oh, the second I come home from work, I turn on the TV. And it just becomes, you open the door, your mind is cued to turn on the TV. That's not what we want. Right? That's not where you want to go. That's not where you want to go with your life. And that's where those small habits then, oh, I associate the couch with potato chips. Like there's different things that you are automatically associating together that we're not even aware of. Okay. So for this, for the list of all of your awareness, what I want you to do is think about when you wake up every morning, write down step by step, what happens? Alarm goes off. I press snooze. I press snooze again. I roll over, I get up out of bed, I brush my teeth, I take whatever. You're gonna list all of those things out. And then after you list all those things out, you're gonna either put a happy face, a sad face, or just a straight face. So are those decisions that you're making, like pressing snooze, is that making you closer or farther away from the person that you wanna become? Farther away, right? Because we're wasting time. We could have either gotten those extra 10 minutes of better sleep, or we could have gotten up and actually done something productive with those 10 minutes, right? Then go through your morning, right? Is it rushed? Are you taking a shower and you're grabbing your coffee and you're on the road? Or do you have a meditation? Or do you have 10 minutes to read? Or are you sitting down and reading the paper or reading whatever you're reading? All of those things. And some of those things, that's why we have the straight face option to go ahead and say that after. Some of those things aren't going to actually impact one way or the other, right? Like you brush your teeth. Well, yes, it's a good thing, but is it actually impacting my goal? No. Okay. Well, you can just put a straight face or an equal sign, whatever you want to say for that. Okay, so I want you to list all of that out because that's the first step. You cannot change something until you're aware of what you're actually doing with that. So if you're going ahead and thinking about your whole day and where you could improve, then at the end of this exercise of listing everything out, you could say where you can insert something that will help you impact that long-term goal. All right, so you're like, Chrissy, I want to run, you know, I want to be able to do 100 push-ups. What does that have to do with brushing my teeth in the morning? Well, actually think about how you can, what we want to be able to do now is make this a part of your everyday. Okay. So where can you put this? How do you play mind games? Everything is about a mind game with yourself. You got to play this game. So maybe it's, I have to do a push-up before I brush my teeth. I have to do a push-up after I brush my teeth. After I blah, 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 I'm going to do a push-up. And it's just one. So what does that mean? It's easy. It's not 100 push-ups. It's not even 10 push-ups. It's one push-up, but it's getting you in the habit of doing that one thing. Okay. So again, that is probably not the best example for everyone. That's not what you're trying to do. But even if it's something like, you know what, you take a look at yourself and you're like, I am not getting enough steps in my day. Due to the pandemic, I am sitting and moving from room to room. I can barely break a couple thousand steps. I need to get more. Well, let's think about what you're already doing in your day. Right? What you're already doing in your day, let's go back to brushing your teeth. Most likely you're standing when you're brushing your teeth. So guess what you can do? That time is happening already. You're already using that time to do something with brushing your teeth. But guess what you can also do? You can march in place. You're getting extra steps by marching in place, doing something you are already doing. So you're getting closer to your goal of achieving those steps, by making it an easy and achievable and obvious thing and doing it while you're brushing your teeth. The same thing as while you're cooking, right? If you're cooking at home, you could be stepping and marching in place there. Same sort of thing. I again hit something with Siri, and I think you might have heard that one. Stop, Siri. Okay. So the same thing with maybe you want to be getting more of an arm workout. If you want to be getting more of an arm workout, let's think about even doing something simple of you take a shower every day. Well, while you're standing in the shower, you're letting your conditioner soak in. What can you do? Do 100 jab crosses. You're standing there already. You're waiting there already. Multitask in this, people. You could totally do those things, okay? So now we've listed out those things. We've come up with the awareness. We've started to think about how we can get towards that. And that helps to break down those things that are seem so out of sight. If you wanted to go and get some sort of certification or some sort of something for your job that requires a certain amount of hours, you're not going to be able to, if you saw that it says 17 hours it's going to require for you to study, that sounds more overwhelming than saying, I'm going to study for a half an hour. I'm going to study for 15 minutes every day for the X amount of time. Like, okay, Chrissy, well, what does this have to do with 1% better? It's about making that one, and it's not that scientific where it's legitimately 1% better, but by doing those one, that one thing each day that seems, it's taking a little bit of a, you know, it's not making a mountain out of a molehill here, or the opposite. What we're doing is we're like an ant. We're putting one piece of sand onto that hill at a time, okay? That's what we're trying to do here so that things don't seem so far out of reach. We're again taking those SMART goals and making them more tactical. We're taking them down to the daily level, down to the hourly minutia of getting something done. All right. So we want to make it easy. We want to make it obvious, and we want to make it part of your everyday. So even if it's something, if you take a thing, I know this is going to be a lot of hypotheticals in this talk here, but we're going to get through it. So even if it's something like you want to tackle, you know, I want to really clean out my house. I have a lot of things in my room that needs to be gone through. That may seem like a daunting task, depending on how your house or your room is set up. And that is also, and we're going to talk about this in the upcoming weeks, talking about your environment and how all of that is impacted. That's impacting you in different ways that you're not even thinking of subconsciously. Too. You're not associating like a happy environment for you to move forward. So that's, we'll talk about that next week, but talk about this week, that actual task of doing something, or maybe it seems more like a project to go ahead and clean out a room or a house, 1%, right? So maybe that 1% is just the coffee table. Maybe that's one basket under the coffee table. My goodness, you feel so good after doing one thing. One thing. So I want you to take this and think about one thing that if you were a year from now, if you were the person who you wanted to be, having achieved those goals that you wanted to achieve, how would that person answer the decision that you need to make at that moment? What would they do differently than what you're doing now habitually to get to continue to maintain who they are and improve who they are? All right. So just look at your future self. That's all we're looking to here of what they would be doing for their decision-making. Okay. So then now we've talked about awareness. We've talked about making it easy and obvious. We want to talk about a little bit of planning versus doing and motion versus action. And we all get stuck here a lot. And I want to come back to the 1% aspect of this, because it's a lot of times it's the starting that gets us stuck. Right? We're so scared to start. It seems like it's going to be a huge task, a huge project, whatever it might be. So what do? We write it out. We plan. And now I'm going to really contradict myself in actually listening to things like Core Foundation, because this is a planning, right? This is a motion of being a part of this and listening to this and watching this, but it's not actually doing the thing. So you guys can watch this and listen to this as much as you want and read it and whatever it is. But until you're actually doing the activity part, so you've listed that out and taking that activity and implementing it into your life, you're just planning and going through the motions versus actually doing the action. So we want to go ahead and get towards doing the action. Otherwise, we're just moving things around. We want to get away from, we want to do less thinking and more doing, right? So again, thinking about that long-term goal or whatever you're trying to achieve, what is one thing, one really little thing that you can do that will help get you in the mindset to have that perspective to move forward easily, right? So it may not, again, you, if you're going to go ahead and start a business, it's going to take a lot of work. And yes, it's got to take a lot of planning. But what is one little thing that you can do each and every single day for that business? What can you do if you're trying to improve a relationship each and every day? Can you do, you're going to send a text message. You're going to go ahead and make a phone call. You're going to send an email. If it's something for, again, we're thinking about these are obstacles that are in our way. If you're trying to be fit, dieting is an obstacle. If you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to go ahead and become a personal trainer, having that certification is the obstacle. What we want to be able to do is break down that obstacle into more bite-sized pieces so we can implement it into our everyday lives. So if that means for dieting, what's one thing that you can do better every day for dieting? Maybe it means you wake up every morning and you have one glass of water first. Maybe that's it. Maybe 1% better for dieting for you is I'm going to make sure I have greens on my plate for dinner. Maybe that's it. Maybe it means I'm going to switch out. I'm not getting rid of potato chips yet, but I'm going to switch out potato chips for cauliflower chips, whatever it might be, right? It's one thing. Because if you try to make these drastic changes and cut out all carbs and all dairy and all whatever, it's not sustainable. We're not built in that way to go ahead and sustain things that are, we're depriving ourselves from what we like. So if we make these small changes, yes, it does take time. But things that take time are not easy, and things that are easy do not take time. So we're going to go ahead and try to make those small changes that are easy, that are obvious, and that can be part of our everyday lives. So the last thing that I want to leave you with here around these habits and around this 1% and why I'm saying 1% better every day is because habits are formed by frequency, by repetition over and over and over again. And if we go back to what we said in the beginning about making, you know, we want to become aware and things, we as human beings, as sad as it is to say, like our brains are very, they're powerful, powerful, powerful engines, but they're also very lazy. If we had two options in front of us, and by default, we use our autopilot to make the decision, our brain will always go ahead and choose the easier route to do those things. If you have a shorter route to walk, it's going to go walk the shorter route. If you, anything that's put in front of you, your brain's going to take the easier decision. So we want to go ahead and switch that so that we are thinking about every single decision. We're putting ourselves in the driver's seat of saying, if I make this decision, is it who I want to be or is it farther away from who I want to be? And continue to do that, to do those things. Like if we go back to that toothbrush and marching thing, once you start to, you create this cue of once I pick up the toothbrush, I start marching my feet. Eventually, over repetitions, you're doing this twice a day, right? Hopefully you're brushing your teeth twice a day. If you're doing that twice a day and you're doing it every single day, eventually what's going to happen is you're going to pick up that toothbrush and habitually your feet will start marching. Okay, I know it's a silly example here, but that's where the repetitions is what start to instill those habits. And once those habits are instilled, we can go ahead and form new habits that are putting us again closer to that goal that we want to achieve. And then we can go ahead and impact and I keep saying impact every time I mean to say compact. We can compact those results over time to get us to where we want to be. All right. So what I want you to do from today for this week, you have your list of activities. I want you to list out all of those habits that you're currently doing, not even habits, just on a day-to-day basis. What are you doing every single day? Is that a plus minus equal sign of helping you towards or away from your goal? After you look at that, you're going to list out what you could do, where you could insert something. If that means, you know, a workout, if that means changing something in your diet, if that means turning off the TV, whatever that is, right? You can go ahead and write that down. And then I want you to consciously continually ask yourself throughout the day, is this making me closer or farther away, bringing me closer or farther away to the person that I want to become? Because I believe that we can continue to grow no matter our age, no matter our ability. There is nothing stopping us. This is all a mind game, people. And I believe in you. I'm proud of you. And I want you to be 1% better every day. Now you can go ahead and reach out with any questions you have. If there's anything I can do to help you along the way. And I hope to see you as you continue to form those habits. Alrighty, have a great day. Bye.